From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Dollar stores have grown so quickly, they now outnumber Starbucks and Walmart combined. What's also grown are dollar store objections. Opponents warn the stores push grocers out of business, worsen American diets, and harm local economies. But as Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, researchers are still figuring out the consequences of the dollar store expansion.
Plenty of people just love dollar stores. Then there are shoppers like Sylvia Spicer Ward.
No, I don't care for those stores at all. I don't go in there.
Ward lives just outside of Columbia, Tennessee, a small city south of Nashville with about a dozen dollar stores. Now, Dollar General alone opens about 3 new stores a day. The key behind that fast growth is just how cheap they are to run, which also means little to usually no fresh produce and few workers.
There's nobody there to help you, to tell you where to find things. There's boxes everywhere. I'd rather pay a few cents more, and it's only a few cents more at Walmart.
But complaints go beyond the brand's messy shopping experiences. Their spread leads to fewer jobs, tax dollars, and healthy food options in communities, often by pushing grocery stores out of business. That's according to a recent report called the Dollar Store Invasion.
It's easy to see these stores and assume that they're simply a symptom of economic distress, but what the research shows is that ultimately they're a cause of it.
Stacy Mitchell runs the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, the advocacy group that released the report. She says one of the biggest advantages these giant dollar brands have over small grocers is just that, their size. Dollar chains use their market power to negotiate better deals from suppliers.
They're peeling off sales of like canned soup and, you know, potato chips. So they're taking the things that you're making margin on and leaving you with the produce and the healthy foods.
Which Mitchell says is a lot harder to break even with. But researchers haven't reached a consensus yet on dollar store consequences, and certainly not one that justifies labeling the chains as villains, according to Lauren Chenoritis.
Wow, like there's so much negative, and I'm like, where is it coming from?
Chenoritis is an assistant professor at Arizona State University's Business School. She says dollar store research, from the impact on grocers to public health, is still pretty new, and the current papers tend to be pretty targeted with different results. One involving the U.S. Department of Agriculture finds dollar stores opening in rural areas can lead to fewer jobs and make it more likely independent grocers will shut down. But Chenoritis's own research suggests supermarkets in cities are more likely to just shrug off the dollar store competition.
The larger the grocery store, the less likely a dollar store is a substitute.
Dollar General and Dollar Tree said in different statements that they're a complement to grocery stores and offer affordable products where other retailers won't go. Really, the big question comes down to what's the right amount of dollar stores. Chenoritis says it's like medicine. The amount you prescribe matters.
If you take 5 milligrams, like that's the dose. What's the dose here?
Well, then what's the overdose too?
And what's the overdose? Yeah.
Stacy Mitchell again with the Institute for Local Self-Reliance thinks we're way past that mark.
We are definitely at overdose stage.
She says with dollar stores growing so fast, communities shouldn't just wait for more research to come out.
If we allow the dollar chains to keep multiplying at this pace, we're going to look back in 10 years and be very sorry that we did that.
She points out even tiny towns often have multiple dollar stores. Places like York, Alabama, a small black belt town with 2 dollar stores and no grocery store. Willie Lake is the town's mayor, and he says they're glad to have the dollar stores. He just wants them to do more.
Include a grocery store component where they add fresh meat, fresh vegetables, you know, milk to keep it full of stock, to keep it nice and clean and neat.
Dollar General says it has been bringing fresh food to more and more stores. Of course, Dollar Tree recently said it temporarily stopped selling eggs because they got too pricey. Lake says the $2 chains in York do make it harder to recruit a grocery store. But York has bigger problems to think about first, like a shrinking population, which led to a former York grocer shutting down.
Grocery store didn't close because of dollar store. They closed because the owners got too old and the kids have left.
So for now, Lake's grateful the town has those $2 stores. But he is considering a law that would stop any new ones from opening, because he says 3 would be too much. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.